This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
The Palm Springs Film Festival is a festival held in Palm Springs, California, of course. Originally, I believe it was promoted by Sonny Bono, the original, the mayor back then, and the film festival is in its 25th year. The Short Film Festival, Short Fest, is in its 20th year, I believe. And I have executive director of the Palm Springs International Film Festivals with me, Darryl McDonald. How are you going, Darryl?
I'm doing well, apart from the jet lag, as you've already mentioned, Mark.
Yeah. Now, you just flew in yesterday, was it?
I did, indeed. Right. And again, before that, flew in to the west coast of the U.S. to catch this flight from the Cannes Film Festival. So I'm kind of double jet lagging.
How was Cannes? That's amazing.
It was an incredible year. Some just dynamite films, lots of star power, as always. Great parties. Too much of everything, but that which probably isn't helping with the jet lag.
No, probably isn't. That sounds like an amazing time, though. Now, you were director of the festival since, is it 2006? Am I right?
Actually, for the first 4 years of the Palm Springs Film Festival, I was the director of programming and the de facto director of programming and executive director the fourth year there. And then I left to do the Hamptons, help them start the Hamptons Film Festival. And at the same time, I was doing the Seattle Film Festival. But then I returned 11 years ago, actually, to Palm Springs to take over the reins again of that festival.
Now, just so the enormity of the Palm Springs Film Festival and Short Fest, it's a bit of a precursor in January for the film festival for the Oscars and the Golden Globes.
That's right. A lot of star power. We do an awards gala where this year, for instance, we had Meryl Streep, Sandra Bullock, Matthew McConaughey, on and on and on, as well as presenting the largest number of official foreign language Oscar submissions of any event in the world.
And that international part is very special to you, isn't
that's,
it?
That's really what the heart of the festival is. It's roughly 180 to 190 films from 70 different countries around the world. And yeah, it's always been my chief interest is international cinema.
So, I mean, I have to ask. I mean, obviously, someone who does the work that you do, you must have had a love of cinema from an early age.
As a matter of fact, yeah, at the age of, I don't actually remember how young I was. I think I was 12, maybe. My parents were stupid enough to take me to Bonnie and Clyde. And up until then, the world had always been black and white to me. You know, good guys and bad guys. And I came away from that film really disturbed and was deeply disturbed for the next 3 weeks and couldn't figure out why until one day the light bulb went off in my head. And I suddenly realized it was because for the first time, I was grasping the fact that the world is much more complex than the way I had been seeing it through my child eyes. That there aren't just black and white, there are all kinds of shades of gray. So the movies, I guess, provided my first real eye-opener to what the world was all about. And from there, in my later teens, I got heavily into going and watching foreign cinema, which again was an eye-opener in many other ways and really allows you the opportunity, particularly if you don't travel a lot, to explore the world you live in, other places and the way other people live and the way they react to stimulus not unlike what we're faced with on a day-to-day basis. So, it's always been my abiding love. I actually went to university intending to become a lawyer, just what the world needs, right? One more lawyer.
Especially in America.
Yeah, there you go. But instead fell backwards into festivals by running a theater. The rest is history. It would take far too long.
And it sounds like the film industry is better off that you didn't become a lawyer. Sounds of it.
Thank you.
Now, I have to obviously mention the St. Kilda Film Festival, because that's why you're here.
Absolutely.
And you've already run two sessions,
right?
And you're about to run another two sessions.
Yep.
You've got a plethora of films to pick from when you program these festivals.
Sure.
How on earth do you get it down to 8 or 9 short films?
Well, with the St. Kilda Festival, that was actually the easy part, because what we did was pick a number of our award winners and audience favorites from last year's short film festival, Palm Springs Short Fest. And the difficult part is we're used to programming thematically. So, you know, anything from Art Attack, which is obviously films that revolve around art, to Table Talk, films that happen to be centered on conversations that take place over a table. Yeah, the mind goes blank.
So how do you get time to watch all these films? Do you personally?
Oh, absolutely. Well, here's the thing. Palm Springs Short Fest, we get roughly, north of 3,000 submissions every year. That being said, so yeah, it's virtually impossible. I don't care how short they are, for one person to do that. We have a programming team of 5 programmers plus. We have a backup, a team of roughly 16 people who helps us weed through them. So basically the cream of the crop is what ends up making up the lineup at the Short Film Festival. In other words, roughly 1 out of every 10 shorts that submitted actually makes it into the festival proper. But that being said, yes, I watch anywhere from 800 to 900 shorts every year in the run-up to Short Fest.
Now, I'm really interested in how this connection between St. Kilda and Palm Springs came about, because we seem world apart. St. Kilda is a great festival, you know, but Palm Springs is like the premier short film festival in the US. How did a humble little St. Kilda Film Festival get you involved?
Well, first of all, it's not so humble.
No, it's not.
It has a worldwide reputation on its own. And certainly if you're interested at all in burgeoning Australian talent, this is the place to be during this week and a half it runs. That being said, we were approached by Jake and Paul, who run the festival. And they've in the past done tributes to Tribeca and Sundance, amongst others. And it's actually a perfect fit in so many ways, because, again, Palm Springs Short Fest, although we're in our 20th year, St. Kilda's film festival is actually older than that. And we're sister festivals, essentially. I don't know how much better to put it. When it comes to our approaches to film, I think we're very similar. And it's really all about the art and the artists. It's all about the providing a gateway or a springboard for new young talent, and hopefully helping them get further ahead in their careers, their creative careers. So it's actually a very good fit. But if you ask me, you know, the simple question, how did we get here?
Yeah.
We were asked and couldn't be more delighted to be joining forces with St. Kilda.
Yeah, simple as that. It's like, if you don't ask, you don't get.
There you go.
That's right. Now, you've had 4 sessions here in Melbourne. You've had 2 at the Palais already,
right.
But you've just flown in, so you're seeing the second half.
I introduced last night's program and did
excellent.
The Q&A afterwards, but we have 2 more. One coming up Friday at 6:30 p.m., which is our LGBT short film showcase, and includes some monumentally entertaining short films revolving around the LGBT world. Then on Saturday, we have our final showcase. That's at 6:30 p.m. at the Astor Theater. And it truly encompasses some of my absolute favorite short films from last year. Comedies, thrillers, obviously drama. But I would encourage anybody who has any interest in the short film field, or for that matter in films in general, to take a chance and participate in those 2 shows. They're both really wonderful lineups.
Exactly. And now both of the ones coming up this weekend are at the Astor Theatre. Amazing theatre. I love the Astor. I go there on a regular basis to see all sorts of things. It's really one of those cinemas.
It is a totally great theatre. I was stunned walking into it for the first time. I envy it. I envy the festival here having that festival as a showplace for short films. Huge screen, great sound. It's just a wonderful ambience to attend a film festival in.
I think you've got it in one. It's the ambience of that place, which is just totally amazing. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you just said we are a LGBTIQ radio station, and the next session on Friday night at 6:30 is an LGBT
right.
session. Why an LGBT session? Were you asked, or was it something that you came up with? Or?
It was a combination. Actually, LGBT films make up a very strong part of the lineup in Palm Springs. We always show, in the course of the week of Palm Springs Short Fest, at least four packages of gay films and or gay-themed films, and two packages of lesbian-themed film. Also, of course, the BT, to be perfectly politically correct, bisexual and transgender films are parts of those packages as well. We have a huge LGBT audience in Palm Springs, and these films always are some of the most entertaining and provocative films in the Palm Springs lineup. So it was kind of a combination on both parts. What kinds of things would you like us to program in St. Kilda? And this is what we came up with.
I'm really glad you did. It looks like you've got some amazing... You've got eight short films being shown on Friday
night.
We
do. And again, they're favorites. These are truly huge audience hits from last year's Palm Springs Short Fest.
Do you have a favorite?
Hazel, which is a very twisted coming-of-age film with a hero or heroine, however you'd like to take a look at it, that's unlike any you're likely to have seen on screen before. He has the mother from hell, as do many of us, I suppose, at least until we're old enough to appreciate them. But it's really an incredibly entertaining film by a young filmmaker named Timur Rugli from Switzerland. And this is actually the second film of his we played. His first film won an award at the Palm Springs Short Fest. And he's someone who I think has a great career ahead of him in terms of being a feature filmmaker, a touch of the Pedro Almodovar in his stylistic approach to filmmaking. It's a great little short.
Is there any spot on the map that's like a hot spot at the moment where you see great film directors emerging at the moment?
You know, I don't sound mean to sound like I'm kissing up, but quite honestly, Australia for the last few years in Palm Springs has had really strong short film lineups. It's difficult because when you're showing only, you know, one out of every 10 films that's submitted, and we end up with a lineup of, at the end of the day, of roughly 30 short films from Australia alone. There's a lot of other countries that are waiting in line. In fact, last year, two films from Australia won our jury awards at Palm Springs. So Australia just has a great support network for emerging filmmakers. I think that helps enormously. And obviously, a lot of talent emerging out of Australia, but also a different perspective on ways to look at the world that's really refreshing. But to name some of the countries that we expect, you know, excellent shorts from, the UK is a great provider. Ireland has been coming on strong, particularly the last decade or so. The US obviously has a huge network of young emerging filmmakers and always provide many of the highlights at Short Fest. What's become really hot just in the last half decade or so is films from South America, Chile, Bolivia, Argentina, Brazil, places that you wouldn't or normally didn't have a lot of exposure to their cinema, let alone their short film cinema. That is one major hotspot in world filmmaking right now.
Wow. Do you see, now obviously, is this your first year with St. Kilda Film Festival?
First year attending, yeah.
And do you see it maybe continuing, or would you like it to continue?
I would hope so. I think, again, one thing that has really struck me is the ambition of their programming and the fact that they throw in programs like their tribute to the 60s, their monster, or pardon me, zombie program. So in other words, they're really curating. It's not just a matter of picking from the films that are out there. It's also coming up with original and bold ideas to put together programs. So I love what they're doing. I think the quality of the festival is top-notch, and I'd love to, I hope this is the start of a beautiful friendship.
Now, I know you've only been in the country a little while. Have you got a chance to see any of the other programs programs at the St. Kilda Film Festival?
As a matter of fact, I just arrived late yesterday afternoon, right. So last night's was my first. And tonight I'm really looking forward to their Back to the 60s program, which should be a hoot at 7:30 p.m. at the Astor Theatre.
That's fantastic. How have you been enjoying Australia? I mean, you haven't been here that long.
Oh,
have you been here before?
Never. And I got to tell you, I utterly love it. Actually, when I got off the plane in Sydney on my way here, I just looked at the sky and I was awestruck. There's just something different in the air here. And everybody I've met since I arrived or encountered even on the street or in shops or restaurants has been so friendly and so open and so, I don't know, welcoming. The architecture of Melbourne is utterly fascinating to me, the blend of old and new. The beach is also heaven. I just love it, and I'll be back, definitely.
Yeah, and I have to say the same. I mean, unfortunately, I didn't get down to Palm Springs, but a couple of years ago, I did spend a week in L.A., and Pasadena and a few other places, and up through to San Francisco. Just amazing.
Next time you're there, you're going to have to drag your butt to Palm Springs. We'll show you good time.
You know, and it is a hotspot for LGBTI community as well.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Look, Darryl McDonald, I just have to say thank you very much for being with us here on Joy 94.9. And thank you for bringing this amazing film festival to Australia and showcasing the short films that you've had at your film festival.
You, Mark. I really appreciate the opportunity to be a part of this amazing show that St. Kilda's Film Festival is putting on.
And I'll see you on Friday night.
Indeed.
Lovely. I will. All right. Thank you very much, Darryl.
Thanks, Mark.
Cheers.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.